You are a sissy. You know you were meant to be a sissy, and now all there is left to do is realize that dream. It's time to meet the real you. Once a sissy has reached the realization that she was meant to be a girly girl, what is she to do first? Where does a brand new sissy begin? Well, the first thing you need to do is begin thinking about what kind of sissy you are. What is your sissy personality? What's your girly persona? It may be that you find yourself feeling like one type of sissy, or there may be some sense of versatility there. Maybe you feel different from day to day. It just depends on how you feel when you wake up in the morning. Some of the most common sissy personality types include the ever-common sissy slut. Oh, this sissy's very naughty. She loves dressing up like a playful, sexy, provocative little tart. In fact, she may want to do much more than dress the part. She may also want to act it. While I know I expect my sissy sluts to go all the way, that means my philosophy is, if you look like a slut, then you act like a slut. That's one reason that I, Mistress Emma Jane, am here to help. I'll teach you everything you need to know about yourself, men, and more. Next, we also have the sissy slave. This sissy lives to be subservient. She wants to please her mistress and other women in any way she can, all the time, and at her complete expense. This can range from full body worship to specific body part worship. It may include strap-on sex, bi-curious sex, showing off her mistress's friends. It can include anything the mistress decides her little slave needs to do. Then we have the sissy maid. Oh, the sissy maid. She's quite a domestic little lady. She likes to wear the traditional maid's attire. Very traditional, very stereotypical. The sissy maid lives to attend to the every domestic and personal need of her goddess. If you think that you would like to further explore your personal sissy identity, or you know you're a sissy but your persona is not in the list I mentioned, give me a call. Mistress Emma Jane, 800-601-6975. And I will certainly take my time evaluating your individual sissyhood and sissy potential. In the meantime, feel free to visit my blog at www.fetishphonesexcalls.com. And there you can find plenty of interests that reflect my love of sissies and exactly what I think it's important for every sissy to know.